makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Monday, August 18th, and the big news of the day is that the Texans have signed running back Marcel Shipp. We'll hear from him, as well as head coach Gary Kubiak. But first, don't forget to sign up for the Pancakes and Pigskins breakfast on September 9th. Chance to eat with the rookies and listen to GM Rick Smith. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
With Amon Green out at least 2 weeks with a pulled groin, the Texans needed to add depth to the backfield. So, they signed Marcel Shipp. Shipp spent the last 8 years with the Arizona Cardinals.
I think I'll bring another veteran on the team. You know, it's my eighth season, and special teams guy, offensive guy. You know, I could fit in pretty much wherever they need me at. Yeah, it's kind of different putting on the Texans helmet. But, you know, I'm happy to be here. You know, I want to contribute to the team and be a part of something.
To make room on the roster for Shipp, the team put guard Fred Weary on injured reserve. It was a hard decision for Coach Kubiak to make.
It's just, it was tough. I told the team this morning, he's well thought of around here. You know, he's been a warrior, you know, for this organization and played, you know, done a great job for this football team for me since I've been here in the last couple of years. We were all hoping that by this time that he would be in a position to compete and, you know, she hasn't been able to. Very difficult injury. You know, we do everything we can to get him healthy. And no doubt in my mind, Fred will be back. But, you know, it's just going to take some time.
Running back Steve Slayton has started getting reps with the first team and could start against Dallas on Friday.
Well, I mean, we've asked a lot of him. Young guy in a totally different system for him, you know, with what we do compared to what he did in college. He's progressed every day. He's got a lot of self-confidence right now. I think he's starting to feel like, hey, I can do this. I know I can contribute. And you can tell the other night, you can watch him practice today. So we'll just keep pushing him forward. I don't think you ever know how far a rookie can go. But this one shows no signs of us needing to let up on him. So we're going to push him.
Fans, you can enjoy the premier Texans experience on Tuesday, August 26th, when every member of the team and coaching staff will pack the Westin Galleria for the fifth annual team luncheon. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.